I hope you're keeping really well, and I'm excited for us to start our first teaching today on ancestral healing. If you haven't had a chance to listen to the introductory audio above, underneath the Welcome to a New Month paragraph, I would encourage you to listen to that because it'll give you a bigger insight into what we're delving into this month and how it can help you. Also, just to say before we begin the teaching today, I'd love you to get a notebook or a copy book with something that's just you're going to keep purely for the ancestral healing topic. And you're going to have things to write probably every day or every few days after you listen to the teaching, today being the first one. So if you even want to pause this audio now and to get that piece of paper or copy book, that would be great. We have our soul gathering on Sunday, August 15th at 8:30 p.m. Irish time. If you're able to come to this, please let me know in advance, just so I have an idea of numbers for the night. But I'm going to be sending you your soul journal at that point. So normally I give it to you at the start of the month and you can work on it yourself. But we're going to be doing an ancestral family tree in the class that night. And if you can't come, you can listen to the replay. And I would really encourage you to do the ancestral family tree as part of this month's topic. And then the journal can then be used as you move forward over the following weeks after that. So for today, what I'd really like to discuss is about the impact that ancestral healing can have on you and what you're going to do as getting started straight away. So for me, I was introduced to ancestral healing when I had a shamanic session in January 2020. And it really opened my eyes to this energy. I'd heard about ancestral healing before, but didn't really understand it completely. But the energy that is carried down from those that have gone before us in our family, and that spreads out across the family on both your mum and dad side of the family, and how trauma and difficulties and stresses and even belief systems and learned behaviors and patterns can be passed down from generation to generation to generation. They do say that when you're in your mother's womb, that you would have been feeling and being susceptible to the energy of what was going on for your mother at that time. And this is why we can actually start to carry things down. Now, if you imagine that your grandmother held the eggs that are in your ovaries, because she was creating your mum, which was creating the egg that held you. So actually, your eggs that you hold now were created by your grandmother. So if your grandmother, for example, was carrying any energy in herself at that time, then this can, of course, be passed down. But what energy was being passed down to her? The same on your dad's side, that with the energy that your dad was having within him at the time of your conception, or the 3 months prior to it, what was going on, what energy was in his body system, emotions that he might have been carrying, trauma that he'd been carrying, that sperm carried that too. And when it fused with the egg, it brings all of these things together. So from a scientific point of view, there's loads of books about this, which are really fascinating. This is what happens, and this is how we can carry things. And when I had this shamanic session, she didn't explain all that to me. I knew that I had known that previously, but it really amazed me to see that, like, this understanding of kind of what we talked about a few topics ago around our soul's purpose and our soul's path, that like everything that we're doing on our soul's path and the direction that we're going on can actually be hindered and helped by things that are being passed down to us. And a lot of times it's passed down to us without us even realizing. So back in 2007, my granny died, and she left me my tarot cards, which I then went on to use from 2008 up until this year, 2021. And when my granny died, and people would ask me about how I started tarot, I'd say, oh, when my granny died, she passed everything down to me. And it was only last year when I started thinking, my God, I'm actually saying my granny passed everything down to me. So there was a lot of trauma that happened in my grandmother's life, in my mother's life, in my great-grandmother's life, and on my dad's side, there was a lot of trauma that happened in my dad's life and in his dad's life and before that. So there was all of this stuff going on there on both sides that obviously came together and came into me. And when we have certain blocks, sometimes they are, you know, our soul saying, okay, this is something we want you to experience. it's a part of, like, in inverted commas, what we choose, let's say, because sometimes it's hard to believe that we would choose that before we come into to our life. And obviously we all have different belief systems, so you might not believe that at all. But with that, we would choose these things. The separate thing to that then is that things sometimes are passed down to us. So have you ever had a situation where you're like, why is this happening? I don't really understand it. This has kind of come out of nowhere. I don't understand why I can't clear this, why I can't free myself for this, something that's blocking me all the time, keeping things stagnant all the time, or just something that keeps cropping up. It might be issues in your relationship, for example. It might be blocks around your, you know, like, your energy system. It might be physical health that you're suffering with, and we start to see a trail of that. So I'm not going to get into, I'm going to share my story in bits as I go through to give you examples of, like, the power that it has on us. But what I discovered in my first shamanic session was this understanding of why things were going on in my family as they were, what healing was taking place. And what I was told, and it made so much sense, was that I was brought in to heal the family line, actually on both sides. And I would have always felt like I had a lot of emotional work to do and a lot of emotional stuff to carry for certain members in my family, and more particularly around my dad's energy. And I used to sometimes feel like, this really doesn't belong to me, and I don't really know why it's here, and I don't know what I can do to kind of clear it. And when I had that session, there was an understanding of, like, well, you came in to heal it. So when we heal stuff in our current life, that therefore allows, if we heal it now, the trauma and the difficulties and the stress that have been passed down to us also get healed, because we're healing it. So it's like a vibration, it sends it backwards. But it allows space for children. I said this in the introduction, children you might create, or nieces or nephews that you might have, to change the path for them and to stop the recurring pattern. One thing I'll share with you very quickly, I was told through this ancestral healing that I've been having done on myself, but also I went and read the book that I recommended to you in the recommended reading part. And I've gone and done a lot of work myself on this and a lot of research on this. Was that there was a family member in my dad's side who had always wanted to have children, but kind of like was the sibling that never got married and was just assumed that she would look after her parents. She looked after her parents and she really didn't want to do it, but did it, of course. Always just wanted to get married and have kids, and it never happened. And in one of the sessions, she actually came forward and, you know, said, this is why for me there was a block around this, my ability to be able to have kids, and, like, they were really helping me clear it. But I was also helping myself clear it because I understood what had gone on in the family line and what I could do to pass all of that back. And by the end of this month, you will have some idea of that yourself. Now, I did speak, and this is really important to say again, that you might not be fully aware of everything that's gone on in your past generations. Like, there might be very limited information. You also may be adopted, so you may not know your biological parents, or you may only know a little bit about them. And if anybody is adopted and you feel comfortable enough to share that with me, you don't have to, of course, do let me know, because we'll help you through that. But it's also just about tapping into the energies where we can kind of see what's going on now, and we can look to see what maybe there was there in the past. So what I'd like you to do in your notebook today is to write down any particular issues that you have that are reoccurring, okay? It could be that, like, you get into really difficult relationships. It could be that relationships come and then they end very fast, let's say. It could be in a work scenario that you never really fully get. I'm just giving you examples. It could be anything, by the way, but, like, you never really fully get to where you want to be. It could be something like what I've been going through for the last number of years, which is, like, you know, I was trying to get pregnant. I did get pregnant this year, but obviously miscarried. But, you know, I even felt by getting pregnant, after not being able to get pregnant for, like, 7 years, that I am clearing. I've made such huge strides forward in this block in the family line for myself. So like it takes time, like it doesn't all just happen overnight, and you know, you won't be there by the end of this month with everything in perfect order, but you're going to start the process. And we're going to do this very gently, you know, so it's not like you're shifting things at a rapid rate and finding it overwhelming. But if you do find anything overwhelming, or you do, something comes up and it feels uncomfortable, please, please reach out to me, because I don't want any of you doing something that doesn't feel good. Please reach out to me. I'm here to support you. And if I don't feel like I'm, you know, able to support you in that, I can recommend somebody else that can, or resources to help you on that. But we will keep this very, very gentle, okay? Obviously, for me, I've actually gone and had shamanic work done on me. So like, it takes me into a different place, and that healing energy does create quite a big change. We're not doing anything like that, so you shouldn't experience kind of, you know, things coming up to the surface that are maybe a little bit difficult. But of course, if you do, get in touch. So what you're going to write in your notebook is something that has been either blocking you or recurring for quite a while in your life, and that you just don't seem to be able to clear no matter what you do and no matter what you try. Now, I just want to be clear here as well. This is not something where you want to do something and you're just not going and doing it, so you're not taking the action steps. It's like this is something you try to fix. You actively take steps to try and sort out, and it just doesn't seem to be working. Ancestral healing is not to be used as an excuse for things that you're just not, you know, taking accountability for in your life. Okay, now that could be an issue where I just can't seem to take accountability for what I need to do. That is a block, you know, so you can write that down. And what I want you to do is to write down when this situation has become particularly difficult in your life. Okay, so for example, I mentioned in the introductory audio the other day that when I was 33, I started having very bad stresses going on. Like, there was a lot of stuff went on for me at that time. I started to become quite unwell with really bad hormonal things that I hadn't had before. My body really was going through a very bad physical place, literally out of nowhere. I had got married 6 months previous and was the healthiest I'd ever been. And 6 months later, I was in the worst space health-wise that I had been for probably in my whole life. And you know, I'm only kind of coming out of that now. So it's gone on that long. And I understand why that has happened. So this is what it could be. I was 33. Okay, so it could be 33. It could be you were 8. It could be, you know, it happened last year that you recognized. So it's when it kind of came to a critical point that it was causing problems. And so there's three things you're doing. So you're writing down the event or the pattern or the stressful block or whatever. The second thing then you're doing is you're writing down what age it became very untenable for you. It became too much for you. And then I want you to write down, did you have any significant life change in the months prior to this situation getting to that really difficult point? Okay. Did you have a change of house, a change of job, a change of relationship, a change of, you know, friendship circumstances? Was there some event that happened before that? Don't look into it, just write it down. Okay, so that's where we're going to start today. If you need a hand with any of this, get in touch with me, and I look forward to talking to you next week when we will continue on with this.